hello there. On today's episode of MDX Unplugged, Virgin Radio's Adam breaks down radio beginnings, content creation and boxing prep, plus trends that we love and also don't love. Let's keep it real. Enjoy. Unplugged.
No, let's go.
All right. So first and foremost, guys, when people shift to different locations while their podcast rooms are being renovated, it's usually like to a more cramped space. What happened here, man?
We got the biggest upgrade. This should be a permanent space now.
Guys don't understand the space that we're dealing with. This feels empty at times.
I walked in here and I was like, wait, hold on. I've got to get the Instagram out.
I got to post it on Instagram.
It's so good. It's really good. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Whenever you're watching this, I hope you guys are doing well in school and uni. If you are working, we hope your job is ensuring that you're still making money. If you're just living, congratulations, you've figured out life. Welcome to another episode of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. My name is Tanura, and I'm joined by the soon-to-be resuming athletics coach, Coach Farhan.
Yay! Thank you! Excited myself.
Excited for the new season?
God bless my soul. But yes, I'm quite excited, to be fair.
Yeah, especially for the petrol money you have to spend driving everyone around.
That's why I bought a new car, efficient car on its own.
Oh man, but rest in peace, your old car. It really did its service.
Nah, the Hyundai Elantra, the gas, I don't have to do paid for like 2 weeks.
That's what he's been flexing for every single day.
Can you imagine for 2 weeks you don't have to pay for gas?
Wait,
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Bro.
Right?
I don't drive, so. I'm a public transport kid.
2 weeks is crazy.
Two weeks is crazy. In this economy?
Mine is also efficient, but not as efficient. Mine's a Nissan 370Z.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like, I got it like for a good price. It's not like crazy. Like you guys are saying, oh, like it's like this big car. But it's nice.
But hey, fuel efficiency over.
That's like the ultimate clutch at this point.
It lasts like a week.
Okay, so that's still solid.
But 2 weeks makes me jealous.
Like almost 2 weeks, I would say. Like worst case scenario, 1.5 to 1 week. But best case, like 2 weeks.
If I push the car, right, it'll go in like 2 days though. Like if I'm like, because I'm like. I don't want to expose myself, but like I've been getting a lot of speeding fines lately, I got some black points too.
You got some black points.
Yeah, but I just renewed my license, so I'm all good. I'm all good.
Perfect timing.
Bro, like, I feel like the fuel was also fine because, like, every 2-3 days I'd have to, like, renew the fuel. And I'm not driving so much, but I guess when you push, you know, I don't know. I'm not a big car guy. I don't know exactly how it works.
I just saw fuel efficiency bet. I'm buying this car. I don't care.
This is him preparing for the season. But yeah, anyways, moving with the introductions. Today's guest is a chosen one, to be more specific. He is a radio jockey and host on 104.4 Virgin Radio Dubai. As we said, the winner of the Chosen One competition and now entering boxing as his new studio. I mean, you had a few matches already, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm 2-0.
2-0?
2-0.
We're going to make it 3-0, right?
It's happening soon.
He's going to make it 3-0. Let's give a round of applause for Adam Adeen.
Love you guys. Thank you. And thanks for watching. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for watching. Okay, let's end the episode right now.
End the episode.
Now the even shortest episode we had.
Perfect. Still going to get more views than some of our competitors. Anyway,
the intro, by the way, is very nice.
Of course. I think that was the least.
Much would you rate that intro?
It was good. It was very nice. It's very good. Do I have to rate it? Rating can always like sound negative no matter what you give.
Like
you know?
It's true though.
Like here, everyone thinks a rating. Like here, Breaking Bad only had one bad episode, but the rest of the show is amazing. So a rating does not matter.
But we need to rate you.
Anyways, moving forward. Welcome. I know we've had both of us specifically had an experience on a podcast in the past.
Yeah, I've had an experience.
Similar situation, just, you know, still me wearing the suit, you wearing the t-shirt. I feel jealous that you're wearing very comfortable clothes right now.
Thanks, bro. I think I was wearing the same t-shirt. I think it was like last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, more
or something. Yeah, Tanura interviewed me before. And now we've both grown more, and we're both more mature. Actually, I don't know if we're both more mature. I feel like,
I feel like we
lost brain cells since.
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's cool.
Yeah. This time, joined by a fellow.
Another
friend.
Brain rot.
Yep.
Another brain rot person.
If this episode airs, then you guys know that.
No, this episode is like the perfect time because when the university opens, when this episode's gonna be aired. So
exactly.
So it's a big upgrade.
Get ready.
Oh, the university is not open right now.
Not yet. In two weeks.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
That's why it's so calm right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it was calm. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
No, we're not dead like that. We got students coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
okay.
Come like 15th, and then you'll see. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Done. Easy. Let's
go. Planning the next couple of reels.
No, I'm planning. I'm planning like interviews and stuff. I'm planning.
Yeah, in 2 weeks you can plan everything you need to do.
Also, if you have any like question recommendations, you watching and you guys like of what I should ask the students, like fun stuff, let me know.
Done.
Put it on the comments, guys.
Put it in the comments because like I need content ideas.
The struggle of getting content
is real.
So moving in. So of course, welcome. Happy to have you. I think like the simplest question I want to open up with is, do you mind giving everyone like a quick explanation of what brought you into radio and to content creation?
Bro, I didn't think, I never knew I wanted to do radio until I actually was on the radio for the first time. Like I grew up listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. I listened to the Chris Fade Show growing up a lot on my way to school. And it was like, I always loved radio, but I never thought of, okay, I could do radio, you know? I was making content since I was 15 years old in my bedroom, just TikToks. And so I always wanted to be in that world. But until this competition called The Chosen One came along, where they wanted a new presenter, mm-hmm. they wanted to find The Chosen One. By the way, when that competition came up, I didn't apply right away. My friend applied and I helped him. And then by helping him, I was introduced to the right people to apply. And so it was all like sort of by chance and coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences, but like I think it's all for a reason. But like it was all by coincidence that I got in that competition. But once I got in there and I made the top 10, I was like, nah, I've got to give it my all.
You got to grind.
Because like the first time I was on radio, I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is, you know, I told my dad, I think March 2023, I won the competition. But in the beginning of that year, I told my dad, Baba, like, because he really wanted me to go to uni. It's still on the table, but it's on the table that I might go to uni. But
I know some admission counselors. If you need some help, let me know.
What did you say, sir?
I know some admission counselors.
Oh, done. They get commission, right? Huh? They get commission?
I'm not commenting.
Let's go.
No comments.
Get the business. No, but I told my dad, I was like, look, like, because his thoughts sort of changed now, but he was really like, he was like, Adam, do you want to go to uni? And I thought, I don't know. I said, give me a year to see what I can do. And 3 months later, because I wanted to make it in content. Mm-hmm. 3 months later, I got the job on Virgin, and it was the most like, yeah, it was the best day ever, bro. It was the best day ever. Mm-hmm. And then when I had the first day at work, I was like, bro, this is lit, bro. I like this.
We're introduced to the real side of this.
Man, it was, yeah. Because I think until you actually do something, you don't know if you actually love it, mm-hmm. you know? But in my experience, I never even thought about like, do I want to do radio when I grow up? You know, like I never thought about that. I just loved listening to it.
Yeah, but when you got on like the radio for the first time, right? Mm. I'm willing to bet that there were a lot of things you didn't realize, like the aspects that came to it, right?
Yeah.
So what was like one of the biggest shock values when you entered that world full time, whether it's in the content you make on your own accounts or whether you make it for Virgin? Like what was the biggest shock factor to
you? The biggest shock for me was that you just have to talk normally on the radio. Like that was, because when I listened to the radio for the first time, I think you go on the radio, you know, you get yourself ready, you go, and you put on a bit of a voice and you make it like a, you know, it's like
you're doing a show without
it's like
people
you're doing a
you.
Show. But the truth is, when you do radio, you're just talking to your friends. No, like you listening in the car, you don't want to listen to someone that's going like, it's Virgin Radio 104. But you don't want to listen to, you want to listen to something like this, where we're just having a conversation and we're just talking with the lads, you know? Yeah. And that's what people like, you know, at least from my experience, people like. They want to have that friend. And even everyone that was teaching me radio, which I have the, I'm just going to say how it is. I'm flexing. I've got the best team in the world when it comes to it. I'm learning from the best people. All the presenters on Virgin Radio, I learned so much from them. And it's like, they tell me like, you're just talking. And that was my thing I had to change. Like I was so used to making TikToks.
It's kind of like your original game plan got thrown out the window.
Like I was making TikToks, bro. I wanted to be this like influencer and stuff. And I guess with the radio, they like, I'm sort of doing both, mm-hmm. but it's like I thought as an influencer, when you present on the radio, because I had the influencer brain, it was like you just go
it's kind of like you're
you go hey guys, today we're doing this, you know what I mean? And that doesn't work
basically
for radio.
Throw all of your energy in from the get-go.
Yeah, you like that doesn't work for radio because you don't have to hook them, like you're already listening.
No,
it's a different format, and it's not, and yeah, I feel like I had to learn those two different, you know, formats. Even podcasting, like, it's all a different format, but in all of them you have to be yourself. And it's like learning how to be yourself truly whilst following the format of whatever medium you're doing, whether it's content radio or podcasting. It's like, that's the biggest thing I had to learn, because being yourself is number one always.
I mean, I wish I could be myself on person, but I don't want to get cancelled straight away. That's my
See,
only
if
problem.
If Tanura was himself, he would have been cancelled instantly. Yeah. Within the next first 2 minutes, I would
not
say.
Just me, even you. Don't deny. I think there's a running gag, like, it's a shock that there's a lot of people we know that have been cancelled, but the fact that we have not been cancelled by people...
Now, is... don't jinx it over here. I still need to live.
Wait, how long has this podcast been going for?
We are like 15 episodes.
Okay, you're good. You're good.
See,
We're good. We got the blessings.
We don't have any reports. We're going to be fine.
And I think by the time your episode rolls, it's going to be like 18th episode, so yeah. We're good.
Don't worry, we're good.
Let's go.
Hopefully.
So who's the funnier one in the Virgin Radio? Is it Brent Black or Chris Fade?
You can't ask me these questions, guys.
Now is the time where bias has to get thrown out the window.
No, see. You said you need clickbait ideas, so this is a one.
Family. Like, we're all like one big family.
Yeah. Not a right answer. Every parent has the favorite child. Who is your favorite parent? Who is your favorite parent?
They're all great parents.
I will tag them. I will send it to Chris Fade.
No, they're all... You know what? Like, it's... I was saying this to Pretty the other day. I'm like, you're like my aunt. Mm. Like, it's just like, I just feel like we're just one awesome family, you know? It's, you know, and I feel what makes all of us work great on air together is, and sound good together on air, is we're actually genuinely good friends outside of the job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I was at Brent's house and we were changing tires together for a video. It's just like...
Wait, changing...
changing tires. Like I'm just...
Okay,
saying,
I'm sorry. Wait, changing tires?
Like, it's a long story. We've got a podcast too, and like, okay. He's like, it's called... I mean, I don't want to promote another podcast.
Go for it. No, go for it. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to do anything wrong.
No, go for it. We are absolutely fine.
What's the name of it?
The podcast is called I'm Not Your Dad. And because he's like... Because he's not my dad, right? But like, the whole idea is like, he's like... He's old enough to be my dad, and I'm old enough to be his son. Well, I'm young enough to be his son. Right? So basically, it's like... So
what's it like working with your dad?
So it's like... So like, we're like doing like dad stuff. So like, he's like we had a tire changing competition, like an arm wrestling competition. Anyway, it's like, I was at his house yesterday, and I had to learn how to change a tire to like see if I could beat him. Stuff like that,
yeah,
right?
Bad.
But like, it's like, If we didn't genuinely get along on air, because you have to for radio, mm-hmm. I feel, to actually sound good, I believe, like, we wouldn't be catching up outside of stuff and, like, doing, you know, like, so, yeah. I think, yeah, I've got the best, I keep saying it. I said in a different podcast.
See how he was very diplomatic about that
So
answer.
Basically, he was using red flag. That was his answer right over there.
But yeah.
They're all great, bro. They're all great. I swear. Yeah. I can say something, like, about, every, like, I swear. It's like, I've been with them for 2 years now.
That's that.
You know, we've gotten so close.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But speaking on, like, the fact that, obviously, you get along with everyone, though, like... Compared to a lot of them, obviously, how does it work in like the workplace environment? Because a lot of people could hear like, oh, you guys are best friends outside, you guys work together like that, but then how do you also make sure that, oh, I'm not crossing that line?
Because that line
that professionalism is there, yeah, you know? Like, how do you prevent crossing that line?
We always have this rule of like, whatever is happening on air comes first, right? Like, mm-hmm. and it's like, I want to word this properly. It's like, always, the radio comes first. We're all working together to make sure whenever someone turns Virgin Radio on, they're happy and it sounds fantastic, right? And so it's like that. We all know that always comes first. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say we have an outside broadcast. Let's say like we're reporting live from like for the F1. Okay, yeah. Like we want to go to the concerts, right? But if I'm on air, I'm not like I gotta see parts of the concert to make sure I can report on it. But like. No, my main priority is like whatever is happening at the concert, I want to make sure you listening are having that experience, right? Instead of I want to enjoy the concert. Mm-hmm. But then right after we turn the radio off, we're all enjoying the concert. Like right after I'm off the radio, someone else gets on, right? We're like me and the rest of the team, we're enjoying the concert. So the thing with this job is you get that balance so beautifully. Mm-hmm. You get that work-life balance naturally. It's awesome. It's great.
It's pretty much like Tanura for all these volunteering programs and concerts he goes to. So basically, he wants to get into the concerts for free. So he'll do this volunteering book so he can enjoy all those things for free.
Or call me about trying.
Yeah!
Untold! Tanura, Untold, let's get it.
No, I can't sneak you in
is crazy.
No, I'm trying. We'll see. We do get tickets for like for events, mm-hmm. but like I think it's overestimated how many. But I'll try. Message me. I'll try.
Yeah.
No, I'll try. Text
if I haven't, like, you know, if I have an extra, of course.
Done. Well, that's it. We got ourselves sorted.
We got it sorted.
I'm getting my 420 dirhams refunded.
So since you give all these experiences to the listeners and whatnot, but have you ever, was there like a time where like, oh crap, I've said something, I got trouble.
I've messed up so much. I still mess up so much. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll be on the radio and I'll say, I hope no one is listening. It's normal, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I've taken the radio off air a couple of times. It's not a good thing to do. Obviously, all on accident, and it's like, obviously, when I was starting out, and you have to make those mistakes, and it's like, sometimes I coughed on air, like, and it's like you just don't do that. Like even like, I'll stumble on my words all the time. I will repeat myself a bunch of times. You know, I might get a cholera. Like I've made a
bunch of.
You might
get cholera.
A cholera on.
Okay, there Sorry. We go. listen, we promote hygiene and health and safety regulations.
COVID-19, guys.
Like I might get a cholera on, and then like, you know, I might like, you can make mistakes in so many different ways because there's a lot that goes into it. But I've had a lot of my fair share of mistakes, and they're not going to stop. I'm always going to make mistakes. But when I make those mistakes, that's my biggest lesson of like, okay, don't do that. It's like, don't do that on the radio, you know?
We've had our fair share of those as well recently, haven't we?
Yeah, on the podcast, right?
Yeah, but don't worry, the views still work.
You're getting views, so yeah, it's fine.
Love that. But no, it's like, I was going to say something, forgot what it was. It'll come back to me. But yeah, mistakes are always going to happen.
But I guess the important thing is like, even if it happens, you got to learn from it, right?
Yes.
Like, is there, I'm sorry to ask this again, but is there like that one incident that haunts you?
Yes, there is that one incident.
I mean, do you want to share it or do you want to? It's your choice if you want to share
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll share it.
Need to give all the details. You can just give us a snippet.
So bad. Sometimes if like, I want to record something on the weekend, like to edit something, mm-hmm. I might put the whole station in record mode. I want to record something, right?
So you pre-record.
I'm when you hear me, I'm like 97% of the time live. I'm almost always live. Maybe on the weekend, there might be, you know, because on the weekend it's the days off, but I'll even try and come in on the weekends too. But no, like it's live, but sometimes I might want to record something to edit it, to make some like, to fix stuff up, you know? So I want to ask this guy about something with gyms. And so I get this caller on. And we're having a conversation. The radio's playing. And his microphone, or his phone, is in live mode. And I'm in record mode. So everything he's saying is going out live on air above the songs. So like if you're listening to like the radio, you're hearing the song like you sing some Justin Bieber, sing some Justin Bieber.
Baby, yeah. Baby,
yeah, hello?
Oh.
Yeah, hello? Yeah,
baby, baby,
yeah, I go to the gym 3 times a week. Yeah, that's how it sounded. So it's like
I'm more scared about hearing him sing baby.
But like that's how it was like someone like you're hearing a song on the radio and you're hearing and it was going for like 4 or 5 minutes and that's a long time, especially on radio. And so yeah, like I just messaged the boss and I was like, I'm sorry. And I called him after the show and I was like, good show. After that, I had a great show, but that scarred everything. It was like I was like, oh my gosh, and I'm not even joking. That ruined my whole week because I was like, and you know. The team is very forgiving because they know, okay, you've learned. Like they're like, this is bad, but you've learned. Like it's cool. Like you've learned. But it's like, you don't
it
want
sticks with you.
You don't want to do a bad job, and you want everything to sound good on air. And so you're it gets to me. Like that when I make if I make a mistake that big, it gets to me. But that was the worst one. And it haunted me, bro, for like a week.
Exactly why we do everything pre-recorded.
We always have this debate. Should we do it live? I was like, don't. I don't think we're able to do it live because we will cuss for sure.
Yeah, or something. It's almost bound to happen. Yeah. I mean, we've gone 20 minutes so far. Let's see how far they're going.
How far we would cuss without cussing.
Because we were cussing so much before we went on air.
Yeah, literally.
It was the last time we didn't cuss on an episode.
Probably like a pilot episode, maybe. It was like 20 minutes long. That's it.
Okay, like, the pilot hasn't even been released.
No one needs to know.
Exactly.
We all know how Dubai is very obsessed with trends.
Okay.
Are you agreeing? Do you agree with that point?
Yeah, we are.
He's
gone serious mode for this.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking about all the mistakes I've made on air, and it's like
it's traumatized.
Like, it's actually,
here,
like,
here
it's
fine.
All coming back and haunting me.
For us here,
like that's one of my
fine.
Biggest fears. Is like honestly, like. Missing a show. Like actually, like I know someone that works in radio, and she's awesome. She works in a different station. Her name is Sheena. She works in 92. She's one of my favorite people. Honestly, she's so nice. But she tells me like she gets nightmares sometimes for missing her show. So she gets there super early, and I don't think I get that nervous. But I do get nervous of like making a mistake on the
just don't reach that part. Like just that. Don't reach that point.
Yeah, yeah. but it's all of us, right? Like with radio, because it's live and because like you know because we take it seriously, we don't want to mess up. Yeah. And so yeah, when that happens, it's not good. But you know, the other side of that is like when you mess up, people like it sometimes because it's you're
yeah,
human.
No, that's
you're
what
human.
I like. Like even over here, like. If we cuss or if we do something stupid and there's like obviously they're not gonna hear it, we're gonna bleep it out. But I mean, hey, we know this.
Yeah.
But when they see it, then it's funny, like because one episode that we did, remember when I can't use the word. I think it was Aben's one.
Okay.
He said a specific term we're not gonna say here, but yo, we lost it. We lost our
everyone was on the floor laughing.
There we go.
It happened. 20 minutes. 20 minutes, and we called it. No, please cancel yourself.
It means we're being ourselves.
We're just being ourselves.
Sorry, Josh.
but they like that you said that word, whatever that word was. They liked it because at least you're human, right? You're gonna mess up. Even though you beeped it out.
Don't say that, you don't want to know what the word is.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
I am not, I take that back. I have a feeling I know what that word is.
Off the record, you'll know. Don't worry.
If you pay for our YouTube premium, you can find out what that word is.
No.
Okay.
Right, but yeah, you were saying. Sorry.
No, sorry. So we all know how Dubai is filled with trends. What is the one trend you will never do? Like, even if they pull a gun on you, I'm not doing this. There's so
it's
many.
A
you
question.
Can.
A lot. There are a lot.
There are loads
and
of
you know
them.
What? Yeah? You know what? Because... I am going to speak about all the trends in the radio.
Absolutely.
But there is one trend that I just didn't understand.
To say
okay.
It.
The Labubu.
Yes! Another clickbait.
Guess what, Terry? You have a friend on this.
Terry, I love you.
Yeah. No, Terry hates it as well.
Oh, yes. I know. Yeah, that's why I love him.
Okay. Yeah.
Other reasons too, but thank you.
Listen, let me repeat this again. I have to say this every time we bring up Labubus. Like, a Labubu is like, what, 350 dirhams maybe?
Is it that expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got gifted one, and I honestly just gave it away.
Good.
Like, shout out to whoever sent it to me, but I just I had to give it.
You know what you can get for one Labubu, which is 350 dirhams.
350 karaks.
See, he knows.
You got it.
He knows.
Yes.
Like every time someone mentions Labubu on our episodes, I just tell them you can get like
from
you want 350 karaks, you can. You want a little high end with the saffron karak to 700.
Yeah.
No, 175.
Yeah.
Dude, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like it doesn't make sense to me.
A year's worth of karak confirmed.
I've got a lot of friends that love the Labubus and like they'll put it on their handbags and like I just go, it looks cute. It looks cute.
No, it doesn't.
But
the stitch one does.
It looks cute.
Okay.
I have to say it looks cute. But this is the problem, right? It's something I saw that makes... I'm conspiracy. I'm a conspiracy guy.
It's on Ali right now.
Okay, I want to hear this.
I'm a conspiracy guy, right? I'm into a lot of conspiracies. But there is a conspiracy about Labubus, and this made me just not want to own one anymore.
What is it?
Is it demonic, satanic?
It's sort of in that realm.
Okay,
And I found the episode, The Simpsons, predicted Labubus.
Oh wait, what? Wait, there was a no.
Yes, and okay, they didn't call it Labubu. You know what they called it?
What?
They called it Pazuzu. They did. Look it up. It was like a Halloween episode or something.
Okay.
Right? And you know what it did? You know what this did?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm yeah. You know what this did?
Okay.
This whole episode, because it was like a creepy episode, was about a toy that is for kids that brings negative energy to the household. That was the episode. And I'm like, okay, it's a Pazuzu. It's not a Labubu, but just in case that's even 10% true, I just don't want to have one. I don't want to do any like negatively contribute to the Labubu sales. I'm not trying to like start any of this. Because this,
we are a small show, guys. Case, yeah. I don't think our opinions matter
but
much.
This is why I don't own a Labubu, because I'm conspiracy and I go to places and I'm like, I'm not gonna touch that. Thank you. It's not my. I'm not gonna do it. That's it.
Price just doesn't make sense to me.
It's an ugly toy.
You can buy a good Labubu from Timo for like 25 dirhams. That's like, just do that.
Like, no, all of them look ugly. There's not even one good looking one. Yeah. The Lilos are just a collab thing. So
that's
really,
why it was meant to look amazing.
Hey, but you guys don't believe it. I recently got gifted Dubai chocolate perfume.
Oh, God.
Yeah, do you guys want some?
So guys, thank you so much for tuning into the episode.
I got gifted it, and like,
and how is it?
Shout out to Sterling Perfumes, because they gave me a bunch of perfume, including this one.
Okay,
right. This was the meme one. It actually, you'll smell just like Dubai chocolate. I swear.
So you smell kunafa.
You smell Dubai chocolate, like everything.
He can't even take it. It's like just Dubai.
Dubai chocolate.
But how is that attractive? Like, how do you attract
someone? I'm not saying it's attractive. I didn't say it's attractive. Do you want to smell Dubai chocolate?
I don't want to smell chocolate.
I didn't say it's attractive.
Okay, what is better? A sweat, your normal sweat, or Dubai chocolate?
Bro's like, wait.
What question? For me, my mind just went, and then I was like, wait, what question is this?
Yeah, no, it's a random thing. Would you smell?
What would you rather smell, Dubai chocolate, or would you smell my sweat?
Your own sweat, like, yeah.
Because I think it's a pretty obvious answer.
Sweat.
No!
No! Wait, listen. Here's the thing. Because this is my mathematical logic.
Okay.
My sweat scent comes for free from my hard work of, let's say, if I'm playing a sport, being outside.
Okay.
Dubai chocolate perfume is probably, how much is it?
Okay, and if you got it, I know you got it for free, but how much does it cost market price?
I would guess around 100 dirhams.
Okay, it's Let's find out.
It costs, 103 to 150 dirhams. I would have to spend to have that. Like, no, I might as well just sweat for free.
And smell better than the Dubai chocolate?
I don't want to smell like a chocolate.
We asked which one smells better.
I will say this. As a person that's,
you are attacking Dubai chocolate right now because you're saying
I'm attacking Dubai chocolate. Come at me.
You're saying your sweat smells better.
I've never
than
eaten it. I've never tried. I've never had variations of it.
I have one in the bag. If you want, I can give
no,
it to you.
No, thank you very much.
It's a healthy version.
You never tried it?
No,
bro.
You're missing
it's
out.
Actually good.
I'm not gonna lie. That's the only thing I actually like, to be fair, from all these stupid trends.
That's why the world picked it up.
You go to any country, you ask them, what's your favorite flavor? Like, you ask them, what's the best flavor you got? Little Dubai chocolate. Like, mate, yes. I'm coming from Dubai. Like,
damn me with this.
Bro, I went to Lebanon and my friends were like, can you bring some Dubai chocolate? I said, yes, I got you. I went to Australia, bought some Dubai chocolate.
So you bought it.
It's an easy gift, yeah. Dubai chocolate. Take some Dubai chocolate. Wherever you travel,
then at least try the fix. At least try fix. If you're not going to try anything, fix.
That's
what
if I get it for chocolate commercial.
If
I get it for free, I will. Otherwise, I will happily smell like my own sweat.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I cannot shake your hand to that, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. Wait until you try. I'm going to bring it for, I'm going to get you a gift, Dubai chocolate perfume. I'm going to buy it for you.
Done. We'll do a day. We'll do like smell testing then.
Oh my God. What's your birthday?
It's already done.
A couple of months.
Yeah, in a couple of months.
Jan 30th.
Yeah, okay. Just remind me.
I'll text you. I'll remind you.
I'll get you the Dubai chocolate.
If I get a Dubai chocolate delivery, cap.
We'll record the reaction as well.
I got you. I think you're gonna take it back, bro. Because it's an easy gift now. Like now, I know exactly what you're gonna get. I don't need to think about like.
What's I don't want Dubai chocolate, bro.
No, because now you're gonna change your mind. Anyway.
Oh man. Since you're enjoying podcasts so much, do you think radio is dying? Like I personally don't listen to radio much.
No. It's not, and you would imagine because it's an older medium that it's gonna change with the times. But man, we're growing, bro. Like it's big.
Is it like a region thing or it's like all around the world?
No, man, all around the world.
Okay,
there was a survey done all around the world, and it's like, I mean, I'm still new to the industry. I've only been here 2 years. I don't know the whole history about radio and stuff like that as much as I probably should. But man, from what I've heard. It's growing. It's only growing.
So what is a contributing factor to it? Like, because what would be the reasons why it's growing?
Because like for us, right? Like,
we've got people that listen to radio in offices, in their homes, not just in the cars, public transport. You know, while they're cooking, like there are people that call the radio show and they're like, "I'm cooking this right now." I'm like, you know, just in the at home. You know, like, we got people that literally are in their office and without their bosses knowing, they have Virgin Radio in their ears and their headphones, and they're just like doing their work.
Me during Coldplay giveaways.
But it's like that's like you know we. I think when you have a lot of exciting things going on, you know, and you've built a reputable. Trusted station, I think you just have an audience that just you just become part of their routine, and we're part of a lot of people's routine, especially the Chris Fade Show, man. Like, I remember like growing up, and every morning I get in the car to go to school. It is habit, Mom. Turn the radio on.
I remember.
And like, you know
my favorite one was my favorite activation Chris Fade Show used to do.
Which one?
20 schools in 20 days.
Yes. Did he come to your school?
Yeah, what, yours?
Yeah, he came to my school.
Did he come to your school?
No.
Oh, wait, you're a Sharjah kid, aren't you?
Yeah. Back then. But yeah.
Well, yeah. No, like, by the way, I forgot, what was I saying? He was,
it's involved.
And then like, we'd go to school, and then I'd be so upset that I don't get to hear the end of that conversation. And my mom would say, "You're going to be late, go." And I'd say, "Mom, give me a second." No, go. So like, yeah.
That's
you
true.
Know? So it's like, it's such a, and so then we can't wait to hear it the next morning. So it's part of a lot of our routines. And so I think once it becomes a part of your routine, it doesn't become, like, it can't die. When you have a loyal, you know what I mean?
You come back to it, basically.
And man, we're on... Like, you can find us online on websites. There's an app where you can listen to Virgin Radio. Like, you can listen to us. Like, not just through radio. Online,
yeah, now through laptops and whatever.
But no, like, it's... Like, I get, like, why a lot... Like, I think, like, us specifically, like, growing up, we've seen even the transition. Like, a lot of people start off with radio, moving into, let's say, Spotify, Apple Music and stuff.
Yeah.
Find our episodes over there as well. And you can't deny, like, a lot of... There's been a heavy shift of people using those streaming platforms as well.
Yeah.
But for you guys, as that, for lack of better terms, the older format, as some people might say.
Yeah.
How do you guys compete with, let's say, Spotify and Apple Music?
It's an older format, but we're present. So if you turn the radio on, it's happening that moment, right?
But is your main target like the Gen Z or millennials? How does it go by currently
as
of now?
Like our target audience and our listener base, I don't know the exact numbers.
It doesn't matter. Like a rough ballpark would be more than enough.
It's people like us, bro.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm actually shocked by that.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised because the amount of streaming.
We range heavy. Mm-hmm. But it's like our target audience is like people that like... Our age, like how old are you? Like 21. Yeah, I'm 20. Like 25, 26, 28, 29. Like that sort of, we cater to a lot of different demographics. But man, like I would think as well, okay, it's an older format. Maybe like older people would be listening. But no, man, it's like, it's everyone. Heavily people our age too. Heavily.
Well, I wasn't expecting that to be.
Yeah. I was quite surprised to be fair.
And no man, like there are like I'll be driving, I'll listen to radio, and then sometimes I'll say, you know what, like I have a playlist I want to listen to. I'll switch to listening through Bluetooth. Like we all switch between, like, you know, and some people never stick to just Bluetooth and it's cool. But like we've got a nice listener base. and it's cool. But I don't have all the answers. Like, I don't know what our exact demographic is. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I know what our target is. And I sort of know, I know basic outlines. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to say anything wrong.
Yeah, fair.
But like, I have the basic.
The aim is not to get canceled.
Mm-hmm. Well, the aim is to just not get bad information, bro. I want to be as honest as possible. Like, you know, so, but no. If your question is, are people already listening to radio? Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Fair enough. I mean, they are the number one station in the UAE.
Yeah, that is true. That is very fair.
That's a good soundbite.
That's a good soundbite.
I do want to move a bit away from the radio, and I want to focus on something that you two have massive commonalities in. The world of fitness.
Yes!
Of course, like I mentioned.
He's got bigger muscles than me, no!
Oh.
Like I mentioned earlier on the episode, whenever you guys are watching, the season may have or may have not started yet. Inter-university competition's coming back. Farhan is going full swing. Oh. I know he's excited for the old guys returning.
Best university team, yes.
Yep.
For 3 years now, Jesus.
There we go. 3 years running, not even joking. And of course, Adam has a fight coming up.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
What was the date again?
26 September.
26 September.
It's called Battle of the Burj. It's going to be at the Armani Hotel at the Burj Khalifa. So you'll be like, if you watch my fight, you'll see the Burj Khalifa. So hopefully you're watching me, not the Burj. So.
I think we're tired of seeing Burj. I think it's okay. I think we'll see you boxing.
Bro, it's a beautiful view. Like when they approached me, I was like, no, I have to fight this event.
Is this
great, mm-hmm. bro.
Is it by TK?
TK is one of the
sponsors.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't say sponsors. They're heavily part of the event.
Heavily part of the event.
It's like
their power.
It's like it's Team TK against Team British Boxing. So two different gyms going head to head. And so yeah, I'm part of the team. It's 26 September. Yeah. I'm fighting this guy.
So this is like a whole different thing. Out of the social knock? No, is it social?
It's a whole different thing.
Is that happening? The fourth one? Because it's been a while since we've.
No clue.
Okay,
but I assume it's gonna happen again.
He's waiting for the call of the paycheck.
Yeah. Again, I don't want to give any wrong information. But I'm ready for it whenever it comes through. I'm ready for it.
But yeah, so like obviously Farhan. Athletics, the track is your domain.
Mm-hmm. What's your 5K time?
My 5K time?
Yeah.
Sub 20.
Me too. Which, like how much?
It's, I think 1940.
Yeah, okay. I'm similar to you. I'm a little bit faster than
we'll
you.
We'll do it. Guys, next episode,
we're going to see the battle between these two. Hey, yeah.
I can't do sprints like that fast. Like, but,
same.
But I love long distance.
Long, like 5K, 10K.
Yeah,
Have you done a half?
10K, I don't like. 5K is my sweet spot. I love 5K.
Okay, for me, it's more of 3, I would say.
Yeah?
3 is my sweet spot. Because
you look like a sprinter. You're sprinter. Long. He's long, bro.
No, a lot of people would assume he's a sprinter.
But I kind of enjoy my long runs, like a 10K.
Sub 20 is not easy, bro. Like, that's crazy.
I would say like the first 4 kilometers is fine. It's very doable. You hit the pace, then the last kilometer is going to test.
Yeah,
every single thing. Oh,
bro. Yeah, and then that last sprint, that last 20, 30 meters, 50 meters. Yeah.
I think any long distance race, the sprint at the end is the best, I would say.
And you feel so good during it. You're like, it's almost done. But no, nice, bro. Really cool.
We cool. I think we should race together or something.
Let's do a race.
Bring for a training session.
I mean,
learn from him.
That should be a content idea. We both coach each other. That'd be crazy.
Oh yeah, like, boxing. Like
he'll teach me boxing. I'll teach him running.
Done. We'll do a race and then we'll do a spar.
Done.
Yeah, I'll just leave. Okay, we just stand in the sun. So yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, for you guys, fitness, sport, it is a big factor. Not just like say like for your personal lives, but also for like career wise, being a professional boxer, being a professional athlete. So, with that, obviously. One of the biggest benefits to your life is your sport, is your career, and your passion. Boxing is a passion, but it's also turning into like a career as well. Hopefully 3-0 coming soon as well.
Yeah.
So with everything else you do,
I don't know if I want to be a professional boxer and do it like professional, because then you got to put your whole life into it.
Yeah.
But it is something I love to keep on the side and just keep working on.
There we go. Side quest.
So yeah, sorry to interrupt your question.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But I just want to ask, like, how do you guys manage, like, your sporting careers alongside, you know, like, for you, the radio career, and for you, your videography and your social career? So how do you guys find that sort of a balance? Because they also could come off as being two different ways of life.
Yeah.
So how do you guys balance that out?
No, you want me to start?
Go.
To be honest, like all this, the content creation side, like even if I work with brands and whatnot, it normally takes a backseater, to be fair, because sports is the main income, the career is coming out of it, to be fair, whether if it's coaching, clients, whatnot. So it really depends on the time balancing, how it works around it, because, okay, if I have the shoot in the morning and if I have the shoot in the, like, not shoot, but like coaching in the morning, afternoon, whatnot, so I have to work around every single day how it works. So the night before, I'm like, okay, here's a plan, what I have to do throughout the day. Like even just today, okay, now I have a podcast. Now after this, it's going to be like a content shooting. And then right after that, it's going to be another meeting. So it really depends on how you time balancing. Loads of people have this problem of time management. So they kind of jump into a load of things, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, if you know what, okay, you have to meet these deliverables for this client on this so-and-so, okay, you want these many videos. So it's more like, I would say, do everything according to the deadline. So if you know the deadline well in advance, okay, I know how to work around it, then just go about it. But unfortunately, I don't know, one of the other will take a hit. Like, let's be real. Like, you want to give 100%, you're trying your best to give it 100%, but the problem is like, okay, there's not much time. There's 24 hours isn't enough, I would say.
Yeah, but, I feel it.
Yeah, because I'm assuming now you're in a training camp, so it kind of has like balancing it out, because you want to commit full time, you want to be 100%, but you just can't because you enjoy doing other things as well. But I personally would do loads of things, then just stick into one thing and maybe like forgotten eventually.
No, I get it. It makes sense. It's hard to balance everything when you put it together. I remember there was a point like during the summer where I wasn't doing much outside of radio. Like I was making videos here and there, but like it was mainly radio what I was focused on. But you know what I realized? When I, let's say, have to get up early to go train in the morning, and then I need to probably study for something else, and then get to work, I do this show so much better. Because I feel I have more respect points for myself, so I feel I do a better job if I'm doing more outside of my main job, because radio is always the priority. But it's like when I can do stuff outside, I get to go on the radio, I feel like I do a better show, a better job, because I don't know, I have that more of that respect, like, you know, more of that self-esteem of like, you know, this is me, we're doing the show, you know, more of that confidence, I feel. And I think it's with everything, like whenever you in life, you do something early in the morning, you get something done, you like, you go to a meeting and like you just have this, you feel like you have more aura. Hopefully you don't.
He's gonna aura.
You're gonna cringe in that. You're gonna cringe. I'm trying to make you cringe.
No, I want to make more aura. A very cringy joke, but I'm not gonna make it.
Why? Go ahead, please. Entertain us, enlighten us.
You talk about aura farming, the boat kid, the Indonesian boat kid.
Yeah, what about it?
You got. Everyone should start. Maybe everyone should go to We Are MDX Sports to see the race.
No.
He's in Dubai, I think.
From what I know, he's not in Dubai. He was supposed to come to Dubai, but he's not yet.
If he came, would we see him on your show on the weekend?
I'll try and get him on.
Probably. We should.
That'll be vibes.
He's having a time of his life now. Like him, the rapper, they're all getting... Like in the previous episode, we were complaining on why the editor's not getting the recognition.
Exactly.
The editor, because we don't know who edited
the
video.
The guy who made the video probably is just like a random guy on YouTube that's like...
He's having the greatest origin story over there.
Wow.
Because we have no idea who's edited it. Because I'm sure nobody knows. I'm editing.
He's going to release his face, show his face.
No, but that's the worst part.
And that's like, the sad part. Nobody cares. Yeah. And they all care about the kid and the rapper.
The kid and the rapper didn't do anything. This guy literally saw it and was like,
they tried
yes.
to tell
yes.
Yeah.
I'm fine. That's good. Yeah. But yeah, more aura.
More aura.
I feel it all helps me. But then...
It's like you've done things for the day, and you're going to work.
If I have more of a full schedule, I feel like I do everything better.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Having that packed.
I love being packed, yeah, like being busy. I feel like if I have more things to do, everything, I do a better job at everything.
So I think we both can agree, we both have workaholism.
But we need to, bro.
We need to.
Like at our age, we need to.
We actually
like,
do.
Workaholism is the correct alcoholism.
Okay.
The right one.
Yeah.
At least for right now. I mean, obviously, burnout. Like you'll feel burnt out. I'll have so many days where like I'll feel burnt out.
But we have the energy.
And I'll have like these lazy days.
Lazy days.
Bro, I have like the other day, man. Like I was at home and I was like just playing chess all day, man. Like in my room, just playing chess.
No, I was just watching brain rot.
Like I went did a training session, came back and I was like just like playing chess, bro. I was just like in my like online and like
I was not expecting chess of all things. I was not expecting.
No, but like it's I was just being like, because I had things to do, mm-hmm. but like I don't know, just no energy. Just chilling at home, and you know, watching TV. It happens, bro, all the time. I don't want to give the idea.
I like how he's just explaining what is one of my daily schedules.
No, sometimes.
I feel offended right now.
Of like I'm always like I've got stuff going on, bro. Like there are like
but there are some days you take of, like, a break.
Not much
yeah,
happening. Mm-hmm. But no, like I'm like, bro, I'm just like I'm
you just
always,
want to slow down a bit.
Man, I always have these slow down days, bro. Always. I'm always in like. Yeah, I get lazy so much, bro. Like sometimes, man. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah,
I think we.
Like I don't want it to sound like I don't want it to sound like early. Like yeah, man. I wake up early every day, do training. No, sometimes I just like miss the alarm and stuff.
Bro's he doesn't want to seem like Ashton Hall right now. So
I don't want. I already said the word aura. And so
he doesn't want
have
that
some cringe
water
points.
Bowl of water.
So now, yeah. Hold on.
I think we can get a bigger. We have a bucket over there.
Big bucket.
What's in the bucket?
Oh man.
Don't worry about it. Empty. Put some water in. We're good to go.
Oh yeah, god. Man, but yeah. So how's
but
the?
But overall, I try to stay busy. I try, but it's not always there. Like
same,
that.
Honestly. Like even if it's like a burnout, I'll get through the burnout nevertheless. Because I like doing these kind of things. Because again, you're at that age. You want to do so many things.
And we are capable of doing it. Right
capable,
now.
Exactly. And we want to see what sticks. Because you do not. Because if you stick to one thing, and eventually it fizzles out, or maybe like. The trend's gone, it's over, you're fading away, then what? Because at least if you try now hundreds of things, okay, now I have an idea of what to do. If this doesn't work, I can jump on this. If this doesn't work.
It's true.
So it's like that. Speaking of which, how's the training camp coming along?
It's good. I feel really, I just came back from a session.
TK only, right?
I train mainly at TK.
So how many days in a week do you train? All 7 days or 5 days? How does it go by?
I do 6 days a week training.
6 days a week.
Yeah. Ooh. But like some days will be high intensity. Some days will be like, I've got really high intensity days. Mm-hmm. Monday, like today, Wednesday and Thursday. Those are really high intensity. And then like, even Saturday is pretty high intensity. And then like in between, so Tuesday and Friday, and Saturday as well, like, they're more like, I'm still training.
It's a bit more chill.
It's
so it kind of helps with the recovery process as well.
Yeah. Like more technical, less like killing myself at the end of it, less killing myself with the conditioning.
Basically trying to avoid doing a Dylan Danis against Logan Paul.
No.
He knows he's cultured. He's cultured.
Probably the most bait answer ever. But like.
So do you do like these morning runs? You know, all these boxers there in front of all these.
I don't run every morning.
Okay.
But no, I do love the morning runs.
Okay.
I'm more of an evening trainer.
Evening trainer.
I love
training
in the evening, but the camp is in the mornings. But so I do mostly evenings when I'm doing my.
So what's the longest run you've done like for this? Normally for like if you're preparing for like a fight.
Oh, the thing with running for training for a fight, you don't want to do long runs.
Okay.
Like I will never for a fight, actively for my fight, do more than a 7K, 7-8K run.
Okay.
Maybe once in my camp, I'll do like a 15, 16, 17.
But it's like an easy run.
But that would be more of like for my mental conditioning. I'm like pushing through the hard part. But like you do 7K. My go to is I will do a 3K.
Okay.
But it'll be like every 200 meters I sprint 100.
No, okay.
So
that's not too bad. Yeah.
Sprint 100 as fast as I can, then I'm jogging the 200.
Jogging the 200.
So kind of recovering yourself for the next 100 sprint.
Yeah, and so in the fight, and then preferably I would like to do like 10 second sprint, 20 seconds or 10 second sprint. In the ring, you're not just doing the same pace the whole time. You go ba 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 ba, move move move, and then you have to actively recover. So I'm trying to recreate that with the running. And the air bike works so well, man. The air bike, because you're using your whole body and you can go 20 seconds and then 30 seconds, man. 30 seconds. And so, yeah, the cardio sucks for boxing.
Yeah, okay. So that question. So what brought you into boxing, though? Like, what was it like the whole influencer hype?
Do you believe in manifestation?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
We actually manifested our show. Look where we are.
Yeah, let's go.
We manifested so many random things.
That's great. That's nice. How did you manifest that? Was it just like
we wanted a podcast at one point in life, but we just didn't get because of time.
You had a conversation. You said we should start a podcast.
Yeah, so the two of us were always like, for 3 years straight, if we start a podcast, it would be amazing. But we never did because one time and two, we just didn't want to open our wallets like that.
It's a heavy investment, and then there's one fine day.
Yeah, another you guys are good at it. You guys are very good at it, and you guys have a great energy together. It's great.
Thank you. We're trying. Because that's the thing. Because most of our friends are like, you guys should start a podcast. It'd probably be canceled the first episode, but we would love to see you guys on the mic. And I was like, we'll think about it.
It's just that scene, like the Jonah Hill and Miles Teller scene, like they're just walking up and then they got like handcuffs on their back. That's us.
So we can visualize it.
If there was no branding of those three letters, I would say it would be more unhinged, I would say. Oh, yeah.
our uni keeps us in line.
Yeah, so our job keeps us in line.
But yeah, so you're saying like manifestation.
Yeah, I was at Social Knockout 2.
Okay.
And I was in the audience and I told my friend next to me while watching the fights, I said, I'm going to be on Social Knockout 3. He looks at me, he says, okay. And like, I think, and through the conversation, it was like, yeah, like we're just saying that. But for me, at that moment, I wasn't just saying that. I was just like, I'm going to do it.
Oh, you're going to get on
so
that.
So I joined TK. And there are closer boxing gyms at my house. And like, there are gyms that are just for boxing. TK's MMA, right? So I had other options. I joined TK, and even though TK has an amazing boxing scene, I joined TK because I wanted to be on Social Knockout, even though it was further from my house. I joined it. I was like, I'm gonna be on Social Knockout 3.
You're gonna get your foot in the door.
Yeah, I met all the fighters that fought on Social Knockout 2. I like, you know, I met the people at TK, just friends because I'm training there now, and I just started boxing. And after a year of boxing, a year on by, 2 years on by, 2.5 years on by, then they approached me. So we want to be on Social Knockout 3. Sorry, I said I wanted to be on Social Knockout 4 because I wanted to train for a few years. Yeah. But Social Knockout 3 ended up happening years later. So I ended up being on Social Knockout 3. And it was like, after I boxed for a year, I fell in love with the sport. And I was like, if Social Knockout 3 comes, it comes. And it came. And it was great. Yeah. So that's how I got into it. And now I love it. I just love the sport.
How long do you see yourself doing the boxing scene?
I wanna have at least 10 fights.
10 fights, okay.
Yeah. 10-0, baby. I wanna have at least 10 fights.
Yeah, I think you'd probably go do like a 15.
If I take a few losses, but the goal is obviously 10-0. That's the guy. That'd be so cool. Okay,
imagine having an undefeated boxing career. That's difficult as an amateur, I'm not gonna go pro. No, but like having an undefeated streak in boxing in general, whether it's amateur or pro, is still a massive achievement. Even if it's 10 wins. So like, come on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward
you're
to this.
You're 2 down, you're 8 to go, trust.
So when is the next one? Is it next? It's next month, 26 right?
September. So
25 days.
So, yeah. Access to us.
And by the time this podcast comes out, I'm going to be posting a lot of videos about it.
Yeah, it should be.
I don't want to spoil the challenge, okay. But I'm going to do a challenge for this.
Oh, really?
Are you currently doing the challenge right now?
No. I start soon. So on the 6th of September, I should release the first video. Okay, but it's going to be a 20-day challenge. It'll be cool. It'll be to promote the event, but also like more boxing. It'll be nice. So they'll probably hear about it. It'll be nice.
Interesting. Let's hope which event gets better. Social Knockout of the Birds.
No, they're both very different. They're both very different. Okay. Yeah, they're both very different.
But I'm assuming the Social Knockout is more on the influencer side, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Some of these matches I see and I'm just like...
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I don't mind challenging one of these guys. Yeah. the thing is, the conditioning is there. I just need to work on the technicality part of
conditioning
the game.
There.
Yeah.
But I also challenge you. Like, let's have a body spot, right? I'm not gonna obviously like just. I just want to see if you can last 3 rounds because you have amazing cardio. But I think boxing cardio is so much different.
Like even professional fighters. Like even if they're in, like. The welterweight or the heavyweight, they all have different body compositions in general, how they look and design. So it's all about the training.
Bro, look at Tyson Fury. He's fat, man. He's a legend. He's fat.
He's legend.
He lasts 12 rounds. Boom, boom,
he's
boom.
He's one of the
boom.
Fastest guys in the sport as well.
Sorry?
He's one of the fastest guys in the sport right now.
But I mean, he's fat.
No, but I'm saying like for his body composition, he's one of the fastest.
For his weight class, he moves like he's a lot like...
Yeah, it's more of a technical sport than like you being the fit or whatnot. And plus, again, it's very... When it comes to the form as when you've gotten everyone does boxing, but like to look good, like at least with you kind of figured it out. Like
you got the combination right.
No, thank you, bro. Because when I saw Social Knockout, the third one, I was like, okay, he can actually fight. It's not like some of those very questionable big influencers.
I have been training And after a year of it, I just sort of was like, I love the sport. I was training because I loved it. I wanted to fight one day, but I trained because I loved it.
No, it's good. So, I mean, it's going well. I think you're improving.
They needed a fight
like
that of like, you know, proper boxing. Yeah. And I was, I'm still sort of new. I'm like, what, 3.5 years into it now?
But there is progress. And I'm sure by next month we'll see on how much it's improved from.
Let's go. I hope so, man. It'll be
nice. You'll do well. Because again,
like you said, you like to manifest. We're manifesting this win right now.
Because again, you could have like a crazy plan in your head, strategy or whatnot. But once you get in the ring, once you start getting hit, I was like, okay, now it's just
I'm going to celebrate the win tonight, by the way. Like, I love to manifest these things.
You gotta pre-celebrate.
I
love doing this stuff, bro. Like, okay. I always, and like, you know, my opponent's so respectful, by the way. One of the nicest guys I'm ever gonna fight. Like, I already know. He's one of the nicest guys. He sent me the nicest message when we got the fight confirmed yesterday. I'm just like, you know, in God's will, may the stronger person win. Hope, I pray we have no injury. Like, you know, it's so nice.
It's like, you know.
So full respect to my opponent. I'm just, I, you know, to sort of manifest and stuff
like
that.
It's basically like the
I celebrate tonight. I'm celebrating it. I'm going to visualize. I'm just going to celebrate it. I'm just going
to
lie.
I'm going to celebrate with him.
Train.
No, I'm going to celebrate with him. That would be quite an interesting thing to see.
Fight's going to start. You come up. Best of luck.
All over the place. But that's the thing with it. Like, we're going to face off, and it's going to be full respect, you know? Mm-hmm. And then after the fight, you know, I'm happy to go, you know.
Get him a hug, meet up for some dinner.
Go out together with the
Make sure he pays the bill. Hey, man,
but you know, at the end of the day, no matter what happens, it's going to be an awesome, it's just fighting is an awesome outcome. You know, unless you have permanent injuries, like God forbid. It's an awesome outcome because you just, when you get in the ring, it's this feeling of like, wow, I just did that. And obviously losing has its downfall, if you lose, but it's like just getting in there, you know, it takes guts. So no matter what, it's a celebration tonight, but I'm going to celebrate the win.
So there has not been like a person who really hate anyone to box. It's just been like all game.
My first opponent, I didn't like it.
Oh, okay, there you go.
His name was Hamid. We're friends now. We're acquaintances now. We're cool now. I mean, I don't speak to him much, but like, it's not like that. It's just like we just don't speak. But we're cool now.
Okay.
But during the fight, man, like he threw water in my face. The press conference.
Yeah, I did remember
that was not staged. I was holding back. Like, I don't know if the clips on my Instagram. It's just like he throws water in my face, and I'm just like, I'm like, okay, all right, he'll see. Because I didn't want to, like, react and,
he
like,
says
throw
he'll
stuff.
See, but in the back of your mind, every cuss word in the Arabic and English dictionary, you were cursing him out right
I'm Arab, bro. This is how, you know, like, I just... But no, like, I feel like I have good control. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was like, I wasn't happy with him. And, like, I wanted to hurt the guy during the fight. And I like those fights because it makes it really interesting. But yeah, my second fight, the guy had the same name as me. He was also Lebanese. He's from the same area as me as in Lebanon.
So your twin.
He's basically my twin, bro. I his name was Adam as well. I met him like before the fight, just like 3 hours before we fought. And I'm like, bro, are you Adam? He's like, yeah. I'm like, bro, let's get a selfie together. I have a selfie picture with him before we fought.
Oh, wow.
And like now we're great friends, me and this guy. Great guy. So yeah, been to his house and everything. Great guy. So like, I like that. So anyway, this one's gonna be more of a very respectful fight. But in the ring, once the fight starts, it's not gonna look like that.
We're both coming for it.
I forgot to mention this, by the way. Sorry, but the performance of the night gets 50,000 dirhams. 50k. I should have mentioned this from the start.
I feel like we can get you on that.
No.
50,000. So we're both gonna fight. We're both going for that knockout, man.
We're both going for that knockout.
Yeah, yeah. We're both gonna.
Have you guys agreed to split the money? Whoever gets knocked at that 5k or something. Like, if I was fighting him, I'd be like, listen, I'll take the punch, but I need 5k back.
I'll give you half. It's okay. Yeah, good man.
Are you accepting he'd beat you in a fight?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love the sport, but I cannot get involved. If I have to get involved.
But you both don't box. Like, what makes you think he'll be just because he's an athlete?
No, the thing is, like, I know for a fact, like, because I've been in fight situations, like, my instinct is going to be to go for the legs, go for the nards. I'm just going to go. I fight dirty. He fights clean. I fight dirty. Like, I will
go. Fair enough. Yeah. And the final question for you is,
let's go.
What's next for you?
What's next? No plan.
No plan.
Yeah, bro.
That's a great answer.
No plan.
Sounds like us.
So we know you have a fight coming up. So
I've got, I mean, I've got like plans, but like not plans.
Okay.
I just spat everywhere. So
okay, what's the one someone you want to put out?
What's
there?
Like, yeah, what's like that one plan?
Like, I know you're gonna have like a busy...
I've got a 30-day challenge.
Okay.
That you guys will love, by the way. But okay. I just want to know what this is. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if it's something about food.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from India.
You will love it, bro.
Oh really?
Yeah. I don't want to.
Just to break stereotype though, he's not a vegetarian. So like,
what?
He's not a vegetarian. You eat meat. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Well, why did we need to say that on the podcast, man?
Huh?
Why did we need to say that?
I just had to say it.
He's weird like that. I love my
beef. We'll go for a steak together, bro.
Yeah,
go for a steak.
You can done.
Steak. Do you eat meat?
I don't eat beef.
Okay.
Medium rare. Medium rare steak.
I just eat however it comes, bro.
I'm not medium rare.
You're too fancy, bro.
Medium rare, I have steak.
What do you mean?
I have receipts that this man is the furthest thing from fancy. Guys, look at what he's wearing. Look what I'm wearing, bro.
What?
Yeah, I know it doesn't match. I don't know, but why do you like? Fair.
You know what? Fine.
But no, he is a fancy man.
We'll enjoy.
We're not dressed fancy, but yeah.
We'll enjoy our mutton or chicken or steak.
Mutton biryani with raita, mango lassi on the side.
No. Okay, sorry. Continue.
What is that plan? What's
30-day challenge? I don't want to say.
No, don't.
I feel like it's gonna go so big.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Just because I feel like I have the right people to help me out with it. I have the right outcome for it. My following base is gonna really like it too.
Okay.
But it's gonna happen in a few months. I have a few things I need to do first. But yeah. That's one thing. This is the thing I'm most excited for, but it's coming in a few months. I can't. I don't want to say it.
Don't say it.
It's fine.
It's absolutely fine.
It's gonna be big. I don't want to hype it up too much because if it ends up not being big, then I just look like an idiot. But I'm just gonna like, yeah. My goal.
Do you think he can do this challenge himself? Do you think he like to do the challenge?
No,
himself?
You probably you can't do this challenge. Because you wouldn't need to. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, anyway, don't spoil it. All right.
Anyway, that's my plan. And then the rest, I'm kind of just like, I've got plans to obviously be better in the things I'm doing now. But nah, man, I'm free to, I'm like, no plan, bro. I'm going, I was going to say something bad that you're going to bleep.
It's fine.
But I'm,
you can try.
You just bleep it out.
Just do it.
I'm free bowling it, bro.
We don't have to bleep that up, by the way.
Yeah?
That's
fine. When you said,
I thought he was about to drop the bomb.
Yeah. No, I'm free bowling it. But I feel
if
like
if you want to drop the bomb as well, feel free. I feel like Josh...
I'm just going with the, like, every... Like, yeah, whatever makes sense, I'm just doing. Whatever feels right. Anyway, that's right. Maybe that's not the best way to success. I'm just trying.
No. Winging it is the best.
That's the word. It's not free bowling it. I'm winging it.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's fine. Like, I do the same thing as well. Because now people are like, you meet these guys. That's like, dude, I'm just doing side quests at this point. Just doing this podcasting for fun.
The challenge that I'm going to do is going to be a big side quest. It's not a plan.
Interesting.
Anyway, sorry. You were going to say something.
No, that's it.
Oh. No, that's it.
Thanks for watching. I hope they were entertained, by the way. Like, I hope entertained.
No, it was entertaining. We'll get some cool clips.
There's only one. I do want to make this announcement, by the way. This is the first episode with less than 5 swears in 6 episodes.
No, but here's the thing. Now you have to bleep everything. And now, khalas, I've taken that away. The next episode. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm a menace to society. You have to bleep everything.
That's not.
It's gonna be 7 episodes. I'm just trying to keep the streak going.
Josh is so sad, man.
Or you just cut it earlier. That's it.
Okay. Outro.
Please don't cut it earlier. Right.
Adam, thank you for coming on the show. We hope you had fun. We definitely had fun.
Pleasure, bro.
Of course, make sure everyone watching and listening to check out Adam's accounts. We're going to leave them on the link in the description. You can catch him on Virgin Radio 104.4 weekdays and weekends, but weekends out.
Weekends 8 to 11 every weekend. You'll catch him randomly during the weekdays because I cover for people at different times.
There we go. So. And if you don't have like the actual radio station on your car and a radio, just head over to Virgin Radio Dubai's website. You can check it out over there as well.
Thank you, bro. It's a legend. Of course. You got a plug, bro. Like, can I plug you?
I mean, sure.
MDX Unplugged. Hit that. Are you on YouTube? Hit that subscribe button right now, like button, or you can hit the follow if you're listening on any audio platforms. Instagram. Follow the Instagram as well, because then you get to see these guys' faces in on picture. It's great. It's fantastic.
And remember, guys, we're on Apple Music, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Music, even though it's not released in UAE.
Amazon Music?
Yeah, it's not released in UAE. But,
you can hear it. Like, if I'm
Yeah, you can.
I'm gonna do that for my podcast. This is crazy. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Amazon Music.
We didn't even realize, like, bro. Josh made the account. Josh opened the account and he was like, why can we not access this? Let me search it up. Amazon's not here yet.
Wow.
But hey, anywhere else in the world, feel free to check us out. Yeah. You can check us out on our website, mdxunplugged.com, officially up. We're gonna be posting a bunch of stuff there, hopefully.
Oh, lovely.
Of course, give us some time. We do have our day jobs. So we gotta work around that as well. But yeah, and with that being said, thank you so much, and we will see you guys in the next episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted, University Life. Have a great day ahead.